Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His Word. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear what thus says the Lord as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen. For today, let's begin with a song.
Does anybody care? Seeing more of what I'm missing, less of what I have to share. Miles away from what I'm in prayer. That's when I close my eyes.
understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You understand that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. A lot of kids, you know, we all dealt with low self-esteem. The devil is a liar.
You are preaching.
So, you know, we have to speak out and show God. And God has just been so good to me. He's been so good to me. I count it an honor and a privilege to shout his name from the mountaintop.
strong for them. Oh, yes, I did. When everybody disappeared, it's only you who keeps me strong. And I can't imagine going on without you.
Hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy, cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands, it won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel, take heed.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
talking to you and say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. You're tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
Who do you do it?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in
you're in right now. My people say,
oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, 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 feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh,
and while you're waiting,
feeling so much better when you're,
yeah, and while you're praying,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh,
look in the mirror,
feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh,
always remember,
feeling so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Power, y'all. Came down from heaven. Hardship, difficulty. Tears, storms. This is what I do.
Even though I'm empty, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm in it for a while.
Still,
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know I do look up when
you look down. I know it's hard right now. Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
Don't smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you smile.
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
Oh,
oh. Cleveland.
You look so much better when you
smile. Oh, oh. Detroit.
You look so much better when you smile.
Yeah.
You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happy then. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smile.
So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Good afternoon. And you're listening to The Voice of Joy Online. And it's our first simulcast. So listen in. We may be able to get through this, of course, with the power of God, to make it even better. Today's word, faith unseen, drives us. As we progress toward your goals, faith unseen drives us. We're going to turn the show over today for our first prayer session with Pastor Donald Letcher, and it is the beginning of the new year. So as we move forward, progress can only continue.
Praise God and Happy New Year to you, my brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Donald Letcher, pastor of Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, located in Memphis, Tennessee at 1608 South Cooper Street. We invite you to join us on Sunday mornings for worship via Facebook Live. If you just look for Moody Chapel, CME Church. Also, if you would like to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so through our Cash App at $MOODYMEM. This afternoon's meditation comes from Genesis, the 50th chapter, verses 15 through 21, a familiar story of Joseph and how his brothers plotted against him and tried to get rid of him. And focusing on that 19th and 20th verse of that chapter, it says, Joseph replied, "Do not be afraid. Do I act for God? Don't you see? You plan evil against me, but God used those same plans for my good. As you see all around you right now, life for many people. What looks bad to us is good with God, and God can turn it around." I can imagine some of you this afternoon listening might be wondering and saying, well, Pastor Letcher, how can something that looks and feels bad to us be good? How can not being able to see the light at the end of the tunnel be good? Somebody might be wondering why they are in the place or situation are in now, and how in the world could the situation they are in be looked at as good? Still, others might be saying the situation that they are in was not of their own doing and asking a question, why me, Lord? Somebody might be wondering to themselves, why me, Lord, am I catching so much hell, and why did I catch so much hell in 2021, or why are they doing me this way, and have asked the question, why me, Lord? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Have you ever stopped to think, brothers and sisters, that the reason many of us ask those questions is just maybe it's because of the lenses that we use to view our situation? What do you mean? Well, watch this. The reason that many of us might ask those questions is because we often view our situation through our natural, our carnal, or fleshly lenses, and not through our spiritual lenses. Have you ever thought that maybe, just maybe, in 2021, you were where God wanted you exactly to be? Because we do know that God won't put us anywhere he doesn't want us to be. God will not put any more on us than we can bear. We do know that we all have a purpose, and God just might be using us for his purpose to help somebody who needs it. He just might have us where we are so that others may, the need might see the power in God. And so, I imagine some of you are still saying, how can it look so bad, things look so bad, be so good? Well, we know that in the story of Joseph, his brothers had envy in their spirit, hate in their heart, and jealousy because of Joseph's father giving him a dream coat and showing him some attention, and he was shown favor. Well, if somebody here this afternoon might have encountered somebody like that in 2021 who tried to discredit or destroy your life. Is there anybody here this morning or this afternoon who encountered somebody who was jealous or envious of you in 2021? Well, can I help you this afternoon, brothers and sisters? Envy, jealousy, and hate will cause you to seek to do things to harm someone. How many of you remember that bully growing up who always wanted to pick on you because they were jealous or envious of you because you were who you were and what you might have been blessed with, and consequently found them always trying to harm you? Have you ever been on a job and had a coworker who was jealous or envious of you because you received a promotion and they didn't try and they tried to do everything they could to discredit you or even go to great lengths to try and get you fired, but later only find out it didn't work the way they wanted to because God stepped in? Hello. Have you ever had a family, a member, or a sibling become jealous of you? Always doing things to try and get you in trouble with mom and dad, and it didn't work out the way they wanted to. Well, that's the same thing that happened to Joseph in the text. That they tried to get rid of him, sold him for $200 in currency today. But it didn't work because Joseph found favor with God. You can find favor with God if you just trust in him and realize the devil made a minute for bad, but God made it for your good, and that God can and will turn things around in 2022 for you. You see, brothers and sisters, on this journey, we are going to encounter folks on our job, in our families, in our neighborhoods, our community, who are just going to be jealous of us oftentimes for no apparent reason. And we'll try and hurt you. But I just stopped by this afternoon to let you know, don't worry, because that gate win is your relationship with God. I just stopped by to tell you, hold on to God's unchanging hand in the midst of a storm. I just stopped by to let somebody know, weeping may endure for a night. 2021 might have been hell, but 2022 can be turned around because joy comes in the morning. I just stopped by to tell you that through it may look like gloom and doom right now, God will pick you up and turn you around and plant you on solid ground in 2022. I just stopped by to remind you that just like Joseph, it's no mistake that you are where you are right now so that God can and will use you. The devil may have meant it for bad, but God meant it for good. God can and will turn things around for you in 2022. I want to encourage somebody to tell, when folks spitefully use you, tell them thank you because you're chosen by God. And watch this. That will mess them up. Let me say that again. I want you to tell folks who spitefully use you, thank you because you're chosen by God, and they'll be messed up. I'll stop by and let you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, God will condemn. I'll stop by to tell you, stop looking at your situation as bad and know that God has a blessing with your name on it in 2022. As I prepare to take my seat, I want to leave you with these words, the lyrics of a song by the Songbirds of the South, Dottie Peoples. I've had trials and tribulations, unexpected situation living here below. I've had friends that turn their back on me and then leave me standing in the cold. I've been hurt in the church as I attempt to do God's work by people who call themselves saints. But many times I feel like giving up, but the Spirit says, and you put your name in here, you can't. You know the Lord, he'll put you through a lot of things you can't understand, but for everything he's allowed, there's a reason. So in my life, let the devil get no glory. For everywhere I go, I'll tell the story of how God has a way of turning things around. For he meant it for my good. God meant it for my good. He brought me out without a doubt. And I knew that he would. Now I know no defeat. I'm strong when I'm weak. God gave me a song and I must sing on. The devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad God meant it for my good. You only meant it for my good. What looks bad to us, brothers and sisters, God made it look good. The devil may have meant it for bad, but God made it for good, and God can and will turn things around in 2022 for you. May his word be encouraging to someone who may be listening. God, we thank you for reminding us that in 2021, things may have looked bad. But in 2022, know that God is going to turn things around for us in our lives. Amen.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others, while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His Word. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
You can make it on your own. You don't know what to do. God is there for you. He'll see you through. Hold on, hold on. For I am just a child inside, trusting you to be my guide and loving you.
we got together with Pastor Chris and Pastor Stephen on Thursday to just go in after the presence of God and try to pen lyric and melody. And after a couple of hours, it just felt like the presence of God just stopped everything. And we wrote a song called The Blessing. And it's straight from Scripture. And it's the heart of the Father over us as his kids. And we're going to sing it this morning, if that's okay. And this is a blessing over you and your family and your children. So just receive this morning. Just put your hands out in front of you. Turn your heart to a place of just receiving the blessing of heaven from God himself over you this morning.
May his favor be upon you and the sound.